got threats. But just imagine one fucking person pissing off a whole society. One by one. For over 20 years. Oh, but they call them fucking mad men or mad women. I don't know. You can piss off, let's hear, politicians, the gay and lesbian culture. You can piss off basically anybody that's retarded. Which makes up Wisconsin 100% because I think for a liberal state, it's the most retarded state because it's just retarded. I mean, I'm stuck with dumbasses, so it's bound to make me piss them off and tell them how I feel, but that's a no-no. You can't because you'll be thrown in fucking jail. I don't fucking get it if you piss off someone, especially the Kenosha Police Department. That's harassment, but yet if they crack you in the skull, that's not harassment, that's corporal punishment. Where's the fucking logic? I don't fucking goddamn get it. Someone please tell me where's the logic between harassing a police officer and the police officer cracking you in the fucking skull. And it's corporal punishment, but it's the law. So it's the law to get cracked in the skull. Wonderful. So, hey, piss them off. One no-no you can't do is piss off the president. Even though we got retarded presidents. We had Bush, we had Clinton. Well, he wasn't retarded, he was just from Arkansas, so maybe it's self-explanatory for the retardation. Then we got Bush. Texas. That's a queer little fucking state if I ever fucking seen it. If anybody ever goes there, it's a nice state, but you know what? Just don't go there as a vegetarian. No, it's not pretty because they're meat eaters. Just don't ask them what kind of meat they eat. It's very, very inappropriate. Trust me, I've said it, and you know what? I don't think Texans like me that much anyways. I don't fucking know. Pissing off the society one by one. I love doing it. I think it's very fucking invigorating just to piss off the whole fucking community for just the right reasons. For educational reasons. To get proper education for your children. For political reasons. To get stuff moving instead of basically sinking deeper and deeper in debt. But if you're the voice of the fucking goddamn people, it's not gonna fucking goddamn work because basically the voice of the people is the voice of a crock of shit. That's all it is, because you can never be the voice of the people. You cannot be the ever-changing asshole. It's stated that you can make change for the best and for the better, not for the worst. Why? I've made so much change in my damn life for the better, and it keeps on getting worse. I try to fight for education for mental illness and proper education so people could actually read up on people with mental defects. Not mental retardation. Fuckers need to understand that shit. There's a difference between mentally ill and mentally handicapped. But no, they just think mentally ill is mentally retarded. You know what? Are we full of fucking hillbillies that basically everything is mentally retarded and mentally rejected? I don't fucking know. But then, the category of pissing off people holler at me and say, I'm racist. I'm not fucking racist. I just hate everyone. If you don't fucking like it, fuck you. I don't care. Nor do I want to care. If I cared so much, if I cared so fucking goddamn much, I would tell you. And I do care. It's just that my voiced opinion sometimes goes the wrong fucking direction. It's always gone the wrong direction. Look where in the hell I ended up. I've ended up in jail. For voicing my fucking opinion. It's kind of sad because basically it states in the Constitution freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is a crock of shit. So you go back to the old standard, pissing off people one by one. Piss off your politicians. Piss off the governor. Piss off people that you don't fucking like. Tell it like it is. But you know what? We live in a society full of pussies. Basically, pussies are stapled to their fucking face because they're such fucking wuss bags. They are. They're fucking wuss bags. They won't stand up. They won't grow a pair of balls. Especially males. Females, yeah, they got a pair of balls, but they like ripping them off from the man and stapling it on their crotch sometimes because they always have the age-old rule that they're on PMS. Well, you can't be on PMS for 40 fucking years. But if you're a bitch, yeah, you can be. But that's not nice to say about women, because not all women are bitchy. But society is a bunch of fucking pussies. They don't tell it like it is. And when I tell it like it is, and when I tell the fucking truth of how I fucking feel about something, it's morally and ethically wrong. So if I don't fucking like something here, or if I have to take up another fucking language, or if I have to learn a new job, and they say, well, you're over-exuberant, you're hyperactive. You know what? Fuck you. How else are you going to get through daily life if you're not excited? You're not happy. What, are you supposed to be suicidal? Wow. Man. Feels like we're back in fucking slavery, for Christ's sakes. No wonder why African-Americans try to escape their fucking haunting past hell. I have to fucking relive a nightmare past hearing people fucking bitch. I got no job. I got no life. Well, get a gun and blow your brains out. Why are you bitching at me? I don't care. I'm just checking to see if you're alive. If you're alive, okay, cool. I can put you on my Christmas card list. But no. They tell me a sob story. Some of these sob stories are just like so utterly fucking pathetic. Then I go back to what I was saying before. Pissing off people one by one. I get so fucking aggravated that to the fucking point, I just tell it. Shut the fuck up, you sniveling little bastard. No one cares. Get on with your goddamn life. I like to argue about statements like that. Because if you're sniveling little cunt, just, makes me want to choke you. But people don't see the bright fucking picture. People don't like the opinion. They like the happy, cutesy, cuddly, non-truth partisan. So basically, I'm like President Bush, lying to the mass of millions. Wow. Yuck. Man, that makes me want to fucking throw up. It's my fucking barf bag. Christ, I'm on like fucking goddamn flight to nowhere. No barf bags. So where am I gonna throw up? Can't be opinionated in a society full of dicks. That's the truth. We're in a society full of dicks. Bunch of phallist fucking penis heads, for Christ's sakes. I mean, we got idiots running the fucking government. We got idiots running our city. We got idiots running our lives. And no, kids, they're not family members. Well, maybe. You probably got one of those overbearing, overruling family members. God, I do. Like my in-laws, oh my God, sometimes I just want to get some rope and choke them with it. Fucking irritable little bastards. You should all draw them like kittens. But no, PETA would be after me for saying that shit too. I'm serious, it's like if you have in-laws that run your fucking life, oh God, man, just run. Take your wife, take your kids, and run. Or if you're a female, take your husband and kids and run. another fucking.